Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Ben Ammons with us from PIMCO. You know Bill Gross, Mohammed Alarian, and some of the many others at PIMCO. And it's a smart and sophisticated book about how frozen we are. The financial domino effect. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good to be here on the show.
It's a great book. It's a very smart book. This is not general reading, but it's something accessible to anyone. You straddle it across socio-political effects and some of the other symptoms that are out there, but the answer is we're frozen in fear. How do we get out of our fear 5 years into this crisis?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. The risk aversion is still very evident. I guess there's a lot of uncertainties out there that continue to overhang that sentiment. So the fiscal cliff, for example, the Eurozone debt crisis that is not resolved yet, the slowdown in China, and these are all effects while debt deleveraging is ongoing. So the book indeed goes into these different types of effects, how they happen, and then subsequently what the risk aversion, how that takes place. So to get out of this, what we can expect probably is more of the of aggressive monetary policy responses to facilitate debt deleveraging. And at the same time, to hopefully have a generation of more growth. But thus far...
Well, no, I don't mean to interrupt, but you say a generation. Are we going to have a generation of equity investors, or is it done?
Oh, that's that I would say, like, you always have equity investors. I guess that what you could say is that because of risk aversion, people will always be invested in bonds because that offers income. But equity investments remain attractive, obviously, too. The question really is that how will policy deal with these hurdles that we're facing? And one of the things that's very evident is that particularly monetary policy is taking this lead and being very active to trying to generate growth. And thus far, what you're seeing is asset prices have risen substantially, but growth remains sluggish, as evident by this report this morning.
Well, risk aversion has been the order of the day for, 4 years now? You know, matter of fact, Tom, I don't know about you, but if I hear another person say return of capital rather than return on capital, I'm going to scream. We've been hearing that over and over. At what point do we say, okay, the Fed was successful in getting people to take more risk?
Well, so what you're seeing in asset prices is that the intention there is to drive people from risk-free assets to riskier assets. And as that has happened over the last couple of years, people being in riskier assets, say corporate bonds, are now seeking even more riskier assets. But really what you want to see is that spills over into the economy, where then this multiplier effect happens. And that will be then the macroeconomic success of Fed policy. And to get to that point, that really depends on how these different things are ahead of us, the fiscal cliff in this particular case next year, will materialize or not. And to me, what it looks like still is that asset prices are elevated, but growth remains sluggish. There remains a wedge between the two.
I want to go to the thrust of your book, The Financial Domino Effect, Ben, and it's that key phrase on the cover, how to profit. You've got a teeter-totter in the back, what looks like it was drawn by Bill Gross, where it's the mixture between bonds and equities. Discuss that in the battle every day at PIMCO between bonds and equities. Where does that discussion stand right now?
Well, we certainly recognize that there is a battlefield, but I guess what you could say is that bonds remain in demand. If anything, they remain in demand because central banks are doing that. At the same time, the equity market has been, to an extent, boosted because of prospects that eventually growth will materialize. So we continue to go back and forth about that. I would say that for the time being, really what we're looking at is selective opportunity. So, for example, as my colleague Mark Kiesel has indicated, the housing market sees a recovery, and there's some sort of like sector opportunities there in home builders and Whirlpool, for example. We would also look at the Eurozone, where the ECB has been quite constructive. So hence, there's some opportunity has been in Spanish government debt, for example. But it continues to be sort of this wedge between bonds and equities that's historically wide, that's really driven by policy activism.
Well, you know, we had a story the other day that PIMCO, your outfit, has been buying up European bank bonds, so at least you're willing to take more risk, right?
Yeah, we certainly have looked at that. As this risk on environment was somewhat improving, there's other opportunities to look at. So those are one of those opportunities that we've explored. And again, it's still very. You want to be selective. You don't want to just go all out because of all these uncertainties that are out there.
Ben, within the battle here and the battle of the market, once again, we see a great year for bonds. 2009 was a career year, a life year for so many people in investment. And we don't have the same in 2012, but it's pretty darn good. If you had a 401k right now and you were older than Ben Emmons, how much would you have in bonds versus stocks based on the financial domino effect?
Well, you would still be kind of like making a weighted sort of portfolio because you want income. You do want to have a positive or certain income stream given long-term uncertainties are there. So to make like a 50-50 weight is maybe an appropriate weighting going forward, but you could challenge that and say, well, if the economy really picks up and we really get out of this deleveraging, you may shift that more to a 60-40 weighting. But it seems to be that a 50-50 weighting seems to be beneficial.
Now, Ben Emmons, we greatly appreciate your work on this, and thank you so much. Congratulations on the financial domino effect.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.